Now, what is the goal of IP due diligence? IP due diligence, primary goal for IP due diligence are to assess the ownership, scope, enforceability, value, and risk associated with the IP portfolio. Okay. Now, verification of ownership and the title confirms that the target company has a legal ownership under the due diligence process for all the claimed IP assets, that is patent, trademark, copyright, designate, trade secrets, and software domain names. Assessment of the scope and validity. Verify whether the IP is registered, pending, unregistered. Evaluation of commercial value. It determines the economic significance of IP to target revenue model, and it reviews the licensing and encumbrances by identifying the existing licensing agreement, assignment, and collaborations. Litigation and infringement risk analysis. Under this, due diligence examines the ongoing or past IP dispute, if any, with Indian court or international jurisdiction, verify that the target is not infringing third party rights, then protection of the trade secrets and the confidential information. It ensures the adequate system exists for safeguarding the confidential data. Compliance with the employment and the contractual obligation consists of review whether the employee and the consultant contracts contains the work for hire and IP assignment clauses. Then integration and the future exploitation determines how the acquired IP can be integrated into acquirer's portfolio. Now, conducting IP due diligence effectively. For these key principles for effective IP due diligence is establish the clear objective, define the purpose, comprehensive inventory IP assets, then verification of ownership and assignments, then legal and regulatory compliance, review of licenses and contract, litigation and dispute analysis, for which purpose, identify the pending or past IP litigation, then trade secrets and confidentiality. This assesses the policies for protection of trade secrets. Now, valuation of IP assets. IP assets are valuation. Their valuation method is income approach, which consists of royalty relief, discounted cash flow, and market approach, which is comparable IP transactions, and cost approach is R&D cost and replacement cost. Then risk identification and mitigation, which consists of spot, invalid, then unenforceable or weak IP rights. Integration of the future strategy is plan how IP will be integrated post acquisition. Now let us understand about the patent. Now patent, what is patent? Patents are among those most strategically valued forms of intellectual property. What we have discussed, IP means intellectual property, what we have discussed in merger and acquisition, especially in pharmaceutical, biotechnology, electronic, artificial intelligence, and green technology. These patents. Now, scope of this patent in the due diligence is, patent due diligence examines ownership and assignment, validity and enforceability, geographical coverage, and patent litigation and challenges. Licensing and encumbrances, as well as commercial potential and risk in potential due diligence. Non-assignment of the right from the investor, consultant, weak patent portfolio, regulatory challenges, and dependency on third-party patent. Now, trademarks. Trademarks also critical brand of assets representing the goodwill, reputation, and market recognition. The scope of the trademark in the due diligence consists of ownership and title verification, then its registration status, geographical coverage, check whether the marks are registered in India or any other countries. Then litigation and opposition. It covers identify pending opposition proceedings before the trademark registry. Then licensing encumbrances and coexistence agreement. And commercial relevance is it assesses if the trademark covers core product reviews and the brand identity. Risk in trademark due diligence. What is the risk in trademark due diligence? The risk covers risk is in respect of unregistered marks, expired or non-renewed registrations, third party ownership of the critical brand names, then litigation exposures due to infringement or passing off, then gaps in international coverage and coexistence of the agreements restricting the brand uses. Now we'll understand little bit about copyrights. Under copyright is protects the original literary, artistic, musical, dramatic works, films, sound recording, and computer program. The scope of copyright under the due diligence is the ownership and assignment. Verify that company, not individual creator, owns the copyright. Then registration of the document. Through the copyright arises automatically, registration provides the evidential proof. Then the scope of the right ensures that company has exclusive rights. Third party dependency checks the open source software usage and compliance with the licenses. Then litigation and dispute. Commercial value risk in copyright due diligence consists of unclear ownership, unlicensed use, over-reliance on the open source software, expired or poorly drafted agreement, and pending litigation creating the liability risk. Now, trade secrets. Unlike the patent, trademark, trade secrets are not registered right in India. Their protection depends on the contract, confidentiality, measures, and the equity principles. In merger and acquisition, evaluating the trade secrets is vital because they often cover the source code, client list, algorithms, and formulas, pricing models, and business strategy that forms the core value of the competency. Legal context in India, it is the protection arises from Indian Contract Act, Information Technology Act, and common law principles. The scope of the trade secret is identification of the trade secrets, that is source code, formula, customer list, R&D, research and development, know-how, not disclosed in patent. Then protection mechanism, how it will be protected. Checks if the company has non-disclosure agreement, NDAs, with the employees, vendors, and consultant. Ownership and access, litigation and risk. Commercial value with trade secrets. Then risk in trade secrets due diligence covers the weak or missing NDA, no clear documentation of the trade secrets, over dependency on the few employees holding the critical know-how, cyber security gaps leading to the data theft or leakages. Then cross-border outstanding, exposing trade secrets or foreign jurisdiction. Then information technology due diligence, IT due diligence. What is happening in IT due diligence? IT due diligence is the systematic evaluation of the target company's technology assets, infrastructure, software, data cybersecurity, and digital practices during the merger and acquisition or strategic partnership. Scope of IT due diligence consists of number one, IT infrastructure, that is hardware, server, data center, or cloud assets. Then software assets, which is license, proprietary, operation source code, open source code. Then cyber security consists of policy, control, and incident history. Data protection consists of privacy, data consistency, and privacy compliances. IT contracts like vendor agreement, SLAs, and outsourcing contract. Scalability and integration, that as well as digital transformation readiness. Steps in IT due diligence. The IT due diligence consists of assets inventory, cybersecurity review, data protection, privacy, contracts and vendor dependency, and finally, the technology risk and business continuity. Scalability and integration readiness, regulatory compliance as per the IT Act 2000, DPDP Act 2023, obligation and sectoral guidelines as per RBI cybersecurity framework for banks and NBFCs, SEBI cybersecurity rules, etc. Risk identified in IT due diligence. What is the risk identified in due diligence? Use risk, particularly risk, IP and legal liability. Use of unlicensed pirated software. That is the risk. Then poor cybersecurity, ransomware. Then non-compliance with the DPDP Act, that is penalty up to ₹250 crores. Legacy system not scalable, then high integration cost per acquisition. This is the very big risk. Then over-dependence on the third-party vendors without exit cause. That is biggest risk. The weak disaster recovery, risk of operational breakdown, artificial intelligence and money laundering system or machine learning system, trained or unlicensed data. This is a legal exposure. Now, litigation analysis. If the litigations are observed, litigation analysis is the process of examining the target company's past, pending and potential legal disputes. The scope of this litigation analysis includes pending litigation and past litigation, as well as threatened potential litigation, which consists of disputes, and regulatory and compliance proceedings like notices received from the regulator, arbitration and alternative disputes resolution, which domestic and international arbitration exposure, and cross-border legal risk is a case filed in foreign jurisdiction, which is common in IP, trade and tax disputes. Now, key aspects which are examined under due diligence process of IT is nature of cases, commercial dispute, contract breaches, employment or labor laws, etc. These are the cases, nature of cases need to be examined. Then financial exposure also need to be examined, which consists of contingent liability disclosed in the balance sheet, fines, damages, penalties and settlement obligations. Reputational and regulatory risk consist of cases affecting the public trust and the cases with regulators like SEBI, RBI, CCI, RDI, etc. Probability of adverse outcome. What is the probability of adverse outcome? It strengthens the strength of the target legal position, then court precedents and judgments, quality of the legal representation. Impact on the transaction consists of deal breakers if the risks are material, purchase price adjustment or indemnities, escrow arrangement or the warranty clauses. Steps in litigation due diligence consist of collect information, verify through the public record, classify the cases, assess the risk liability, a mitigation strategy. Mitigation strategy consists of litigation risk in Indian context, that is tax dispute, land and environmental litigation, regulatory cases, then labor employment cases, cyber and data privacy cases, IPR disputes. These are some of the litigation risk. This is the risk which is covered under litigation in Indian context. Thus, the due diligence ensures against merger and acquisition failure. Due diligence, biggest question, does the due diligence ensure against the merger and acquisition failure? Now, The due diligence is a critical step in the merger and acquisition process. It provides systematic evaluation of the target company's financials, operations, legal compliance, intellectual property, tax position, litigation, technology, and culture. The purpose is to uncover, risk, hidden liability, and integration challenges before finalizing the deal. However, while thorough due diligence reduces the risk, it cannot guarantee that merger and acquisition success. Many mergers fail despite rigorous due diligence due to the factors beyond pre-transaction analysis. Now, role of due diligence in preventing the merger and failures, merger and acquisition failure. What is the role during this process failure? Number one, role identification, risk identification. Due diligence highlights the financial, legal, operational, and regulatory risk. Valuation accuracy, it ensures the buyer does not overplay by uncovering the hidden liabilities or inflated assets. Negotiation leverage, it finding allows the buyers to renegotiate the price, seek the indemnities, or structure deals. Regulatory compliances ensures the transaction align with the SEBI, RBI, CCI, MCA, FEMA, or Competition Act in sectoral regulation in India. And deal structuring supports the decision between share purchase, asset purchase, or joint venture. Why due diligence alone cannot ensure the success? There are several reasons. One is a forward-looking risk. Due diligence analysis current and historical data, it cannot fully predict the future market conditions, regulatory challenges, or geopolitical risk. Then cultural and HR integration. Most failure arises not from the financial legal issues, but from the cultural mismatches. So the leadership conflicts and the poor integration teams. Over-optimistic synergy assumptions, where the buyers often overestimate the synergies, cost saving, revenue expansion that are hard to realize the practices, and incomplete disclosure that sellers may conceal, the understate the problem, litigation, environmental liabilities, data privacy breaches. External environment consists of macroeconomics, downturn, commodity price, fluctuation, and the new competitors may reduce the deal value. Post-merger integration, that is PMI challenges, consist of successful dependence on the execution after closing. Weak post-merger integration planning leads to disruption, customer loss, or duplication of resources. The best example of this is GE and Sony merger 2023-24. Litigation and regulatory hurdles delayed the deal, showing that due diligence cannot fully shield against the evolving risk. Flipkart and Walmart also. Carefully due diligence helped the Walmart to enter India successfully. But regulatory changes, that is FDI in e-commerce, still created the challenge for them. Now, due diligence team, indicative composition consists of due diligence is a multidisciplinary exercise. So, no single expert can evaluate all the aspects of the target company. Therefore, a cross-functional team is formed. The team composition depends upon the nature of the transaction and industry regulatory environment and deal size. Here is the detail of the team or expert and their key responsibility as far as the India-specific relevance transactions. You may please go through this. This will help you to understand who can be a part of the due diligence. Okay? Now, why does the due diligence fail? That is also we have discussed. You may please go through these causes and the explanation given for the failure. Due diligence failure, right? And the remedies is the best practice and remedies, failure areas and remedies are given, failure area generally, rush timelines, then hidden liabilities, narrow focus, lack of expertise, cultural blind spot, then regulatory surprise, fraud risk, IT and data dispute. All these are, there is a remedy and best practices are provided. Kindly go through this table, you will understand this. Then practical red flag indicators by work stream. Practical red flag indicator. Now financial red flag indicator. This is aggressive revenue cutoff. One of the EBDTI adds backs and negative cash conversion unrecorded and which is related to the party balances. Then tax reconciliation falling between GSTR 1-3B books. Legal compliances, missing statutory registered board minutes or undisclosed options or phantom inquiry. Competition is horizontal overlap, is a horizontal overlaps more than 30% or significant vertical link, past gun jumping risk and the green channel ineligibility despite filing the exposure of the penalties. DPDP cyber, that is no ROPA record of processing, missing consent log, vendor DPAs absent. And repeated certificate in CERT in reportable incidents. IP and IT contracts created the code without assignment. OSS copy left in proprietary builds and expired renewals. ESG is inconsistent with the BRSR metrics. HR non-compliant with the POSS, high attrition in critical teams, unfunded gratuity. So with this, we complete our discussion on the due diligence, thorough due diligence, but it requires more reading and thorough reading through the textbook so as to better understand the topic. So thank you very much.